The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Now, you know you've had a long day and all you want is a little bit of comfort. And where do you find it? Well, you find it in the kitchen. For me, you find it in the freezer. Ice cream. Ice cream is comfort. Well, scientists have actually put a bit of work into this. They've looked into the issue of comfort food. And Naomi Lavelle, the science consultant and writer, has been pouring through all that data and research. I'm delighted to say she joins me now. Naomi, what exactly is comfort food? Have we got an agreed definition?
Hi. No, we don't really. Starting off with a negative. No, I think to everybody, comfort food is something different. I mean, if you asked a whole lot of people what their ideal comfort food was, it might very much vary from person to person. But one thing that scientists will agree is that it does tend to be involved in this reward system within the body, particularly involving a neurotransmitter called dopamine. So these comfort foods release high levels of dopamine and we get that lovely reward system within the body. And that would be the scientific definition of comfort food, if you like.
So is it more of a psychological thing that there's a food we associate with reward and when we get it, this dopamine is released?
I don't think it would be that obvious. There's a couple of different ways. It could be a memory, for example, if you think back to what was your favourite food when you were a child or what did your nanny serve you in the nice warm kitchen, and that would have released dopamine at the time, and that so by reenacting that you can get the same dopamine release. But it can, there are other things as well. For example, there's a lot of study that has realised that it may simply be down to the ratio of fats and carbohydrates that are in your food.
Oh, explain that to me.
So scientists have done a number of studies. Some actually with rats have shown rats are very good at controlling their calorie intake. So if they're eating carbohydrate-rich foods, they will stop when they have enough calories. Or if they're eating fat-rich foods, they'll stop when they have enough calories. However, it seems if they eat foods that have the right ratio of fats and carbohydrates, this control system goes out the window and they actually overeat and they overstimulate that dopamine release. It seems that while we do get a release of dopamine when we eat foods from either that are either fat or carbohydrate rich, we actually get an even larger, disproportionately larger release of dopamine when we eat foods that contain both.
Okay,
interestingly.
So a mixture of both, like, because there's some people here who are absolute sweets, you know, fanatics, other people savory. Mm-hmm. It's that mixture of fat and carbohydrate that's the beauty spot for most.
Exactly. Yeah. Some research suggests that it's a 1-to-2 fat to carbohydrate ratio. Interestingly, not something we would usually find naturally occurring. But human breast milk can contain fats and carbohydrates at these levels. Obviously, the contents vary from feed to feed, from mother to mother, but in general, they sit within that range. And it could also be linked to that bond and that dopamine release in breastfeeding children. That's just one example. Where then you're getting that lovely dopamine release back by eating these foods that will unconsciously remind you of that feeding.
This is all getting very Freudian, Naomi. we all wish we were back breastfeeding at some level or other.
Well, not quite, but maybe just the dopamine release you got at the time.
Talk to me then more about memories and what types of events might imprint themselves in our memories that we would associate then with food.
They could be a social connection. So it could be a family sitting around the table if that was something that was very comforting and positive. Maybe everybody gets together, it's warm, it's cozy. It could be I know if you talk to myself and all my cousins, we'll always remember what my nanny used to feed us around the fire, you know, those simple little things. So they're strong, they lay down strong memories, they cause this release of dopamine, as I say. So you got that lovely reward boost in those moments. And by re-eating these products or these foods, you can go back to that lovely boost.
And because we associate them then with these nice, safe and secure and warm memories, does that make us more likely to reach for them when we're in a space that isn't safe and secure and warm, that maybe, you know, things are stressful, therefore we're more likely to reach for the comfort food?
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure if you talk to anybody who's lived abroad, they'll often find on those days where they're feeling a little shaky or less secure that they might go home and cook those comfort foods that they remembered from good days in their childhood or whatever, or remind them of home.
Well, listen, Naomi, it's been absolutely fascinating. What's your own comfort food of choice?
Ice cream, like yourself, actually. I was nodding
right
along there.
You're dead right. You're dead
along.
Right. Naomi Lavelle, science consultant and writer. Naomi, listen, thanks a million for joining us here on the show. Anything with sugar, says one of our listeners, in terms of comfort food of choice. Cornflakes with ice cold full fat milk. Usually two bowls. The two bowls is key there from someone else.